Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the County Commission, New Hanover County Commission, to order. Please silence your cell phones and electronic devices. New Hanover County is pleased to bring you.
Woody White opened the County Commissioners' meeting his last as chairperson. That's because for the first time in decades, there is a Democratic majority on the County Board of Commissioners. Democrats Julia Olson Bozeman and Rob Zappel were elected last month. Both took their oaths Monday afternoon. Each will serve four-year terms and join Commissioners Jonathan Barfield Jr., Patricia Kusick, and Woody White on the board. Olson Bozeman thanked her family after taking the oath.
I want to thank my wife, Angie Olson Bozeman, and Hollis Briggs, and everyone else. Everybody supported me, and even those who didn't, because I am confident that we're going to do some great things together. Thank you.
Rob Zappel spoke of the critical work to be done on the UDO.
Continuing with the work of revising our Unified Development Ordinance, untouched in most cases for almost 40 years, it is a daunting task, but absolutely vitally important work as we look to the future. This revised UDO will be a companion piece to the 2016 Comprehensive Future Land Use Plan and provide the enforcement to allow the vision of the comp plan to become a reality.
But will the commissioners reach noticeably different decisions with the majority moving from Republican to Democrat? Republican Patricia Kusick doesn't think so.
I think that we have the capability with the leadership that Jonathan Barfield is going to provide as chair to pull this board really together. And, you know, so many of the issues that we deal with and the good of this county have nothing to do with politics. They shouldn't be Republican-Democrat issues. For the past 2 years, we're proud of the fact that we lowered taxes and had a good budget, funded the schools, and kept our community safe with the sheriff's funding. And I can't imagine that this new mix of county commissioners wouldn't want to do exactly the same thing. That's what I'm hoping for.
Jonathan Barfield Jr. agrees with Kusick's sentiments and says he expects great things from the new board. Affordable housing is at the top of his list.
You know, I think focus on our infrastructure for sure. You know, the fact that we have a shortage of affordable housing in our community, and Hurricane Florence really exposed that to us very clearly. There are so many folks that are trying to find affordable rentals in our community, and they're just not there. And so, you know, I sell real estate. I was doing a search today for a young man looking for a condo, and there's just not many homes under the 150 mark for sure that people can go out there and buy. So when you look at a firefighter, a school teacher starting out at $33,000 to $35,000 a year, there are not many homes that person can afford on their own.
The board unanimously approved Commissioner Jonathan Barfield's return to the chairman's position, but the board was split on Olson Bozeman for vice chair. Barfield nominated Rob Zappel, but the two Republicans and Olson Bozeman took the 3-2 vote. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.